went to Paris, looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. He was impressive, young and aggressive, saving the world on his own. Warm summer breezes and French wines and cheese put his ambition to bed. Summers and winters scattered like splinters, 4 or 5 years slipped away. Then he went to England, played piano, married an actress named Kim. They had a fine life. She was a good wife and bore him a young son named Jim. And all of the answers and all of the questions he locked in his attic one day. Cause he liked the quiet, clean country living. 20 more years slipped away. Bombs killed this lady and left him with only one eye. His body was wrecked, his whole world was shattered, and all he could do was just cry. While the tears were falling, he was calling answers he never. So he hopped on a freighter, skidded the ocean, and left England without a sound. Now he lives in the eye, fishes pilot, drinks that green label each day. Losing his hearing, but I don't care what most people say. Cross through 86 years of perpetual motion. If he likes you, he'll smile and say, Jimmy, some of it's magic, some of it tragic, but I had a good life. Oh, he went to Paris, looking for answers to questions that bothered him so.
Merci beaucoup, madame.
All right.